The world is still in shock over Saturday's plane crash in Poland, when 96 people, including the country's president Lech Kaczynski, died in a plane crash near the Russian city of Smolensk. The Polish delegation was on its way to mark the 70th anniversary of the Katyn massacre. In the Czech Republic, this weekend will also be one of national mourning, during which Czechs will commemorate the Polish president and others who died. Sarah Borówka has the story.
The Czech government has declared this Saturday and Sunday days of national mourning. At the weekend, the country will commemorate the victims of last Saturday's crash of a government plane that killed Polish President Lech Kaczynski, his wife, and many other members of Poland's elite. Jan Kohout, the Czech foreign minister, announced the decision on Wednesday.
The Czech government is calling on its citizens to hold a minute of silence at noon on Saturday to commemorate the victims. On both days, flags on all government buildings will be drawn to half-mast.
Last weekend, Václav Klaus, the Czech president, was among the first to express condolences. He then said on Monday that he had lost a close friend in Lech Kaczynski and that the Polish head of state who shared his conservative views had been his only ally in the fight for the sovereignty of EU nations. A day later, Mr. Klaus signed the book of condolences at Prague's Polish embassy. Jan Pastwa is the Polish ambassador to Prague.
Yesterday in the morning, President Klaus came to our embassy and signed the condolence book. The same was done by former President Václav Havel, by ministers, representatives of political life, cultural life. We've got very big number of emails and letters with condolences from very different places in Czech Republic.
Václav Klaus will be traveling to Poland to attend both the ceremony commemorating the crash victims in Warsaw on Saturday and the funeral of the Polish president and his wife in Krakow on Sunday. During this difficult time for Poland, Czech politicians aren't the only ones marking deep sorrow and showing support. Many Prague residents have placed candles and flowers in front of the Polish embassy. Polish Ambassador Jan Pastwa again.
The reaction of ordinary public together with the top politicians and representatives of elite of Czech Republic surprised us very much. As we from very beginning have lights and flowers laid by our embassy on the street. We've even got the waiting line, very long waiting line in the embassy of those who wanted to write their condolences in the condolence book. That's something which showed us that Czech people are very much together with Poles in those hard days.
At the Polish embassy in Prague, the flag will continue to fly at half-mast until Sunday. The book of condolences will remain open to the public until Friday.
And that report was by Sarah Borówka.